broadcasting worldwide to make a difference. This is Positive Impact Radio.
There's many things you can do to make your appearance look a lot younger. One of those is a non-surgical facial rejuvenation. Of course, cosmetic surgery is another option, but if you're somebody that would like to go in a direction where surgery is not involved, you might be a great candidate for some of the different procedures that can be done. One of those is injectables and fillers. We've talked about that before. Another would be laser treatments. And he is somebody that does just that at Suffolk Plastic Surgeons in Isatawket, a gentleman who has been with the practice from the beginning, 1987 in practice. Dr. Hilton Adler joins us on the program. Dr. Adler, welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. Loving all the information and just so fantastic the technology that we have today to improve our appearance, remove age spots, or at least reduce them, keep your skin smooth and tight, lots of wrinkle reduction, and that's with laser treatments. Now, when we say laser treatments, what are some of the treatments that you perform?
Okay, so last time I was on, I talked about injectables, which work very well to improve facial appearance. But today I'm going to focus on some other aspects that we have of non-surgical facial rejuvenation. One of the ones that we're most excited about and we're getting great results with is called the Tetra CO2 laser. It's a new type of laser. It's been out a few years now. And we really love the results. Our patients love the results. It's a way of resurfacing and rejuvenating the skin. And it really can work very, very well. While I like to say it's not a substitute for a more involved surgical procedure, it's probably one of the best procedures you can do short of a surgical procedure and give some real results that are visible and natural looking as well. So it's something that we've been utilizing and we're very excited about. A lot of patients ask, what does it do? What can it do? And it works basically on the fine lines and wrinkles that we tend to all get as we age. It works on pigmentations, acne scars, sun damage to the skin, some of the dullness that develops in our skin as we get older. Dark circles do respond to this treatment. And additionally, it will tighten the skin up a bit. So you're getting some tightening in a very natural way. So that is basically one of the key devices that we utilize. And I'll go into a little bit about how it works after I mention another device, which is utilizes a different technology that's called the Subnovi that uses plasma technology to also tighten the skin up.
What is actually happening with the Subnovi and plasma?
Okay, so with plasma technology, we use a device that creates a fine layer of ionized gas. It actually doesn't touch the skin. It's done just slightly above the skin. And this ionized gas will micro-penetrate the skin, heat up a micro area, and cause a little bit of fibroblast development and contraction. What that all means is that we're going to get some tightening of the skin.
Is the Tetra and the Subnovi, are they both doing the same thing, but just doing it in a different way?
They do some of the same things. They, when it comes to tightening of the skin and wrinkle reduction, they can be similar. When it in terms of pigmentations and the fine lines on the surface of the skin and the crepiness that we often get, the CO2 laser will take care of that, but the Subnovi doesn't really handle that. So they do have different indications. We're happy that we have both modalities available, and we discuss the benefits of each one with our patients prior to selecting what is the best modality for them.
Are both of these procedures essentially removing the top layer of skin?
They tighten the top layer of skin. It doesn't actually remove the top layer of skin. They're designed in such a way where they'll sort of micro penetrate the skin and cause the skin to respond to the laser energy or the Subnovi energy and produce a tightening. So we do see some redness of the skin afterwards, that is short-lived. It's only about a week or so. But they do get a tightening effect of the skin, and it does ultimately result in a visual resurfacing of the skin.
Does it actually cause the skin to heal itself?
Yes, to some extent. That's a good description. Because what we're doing is we're encouraging the skin to develop a collagen. As the skin responds by developing collagen, that is one of the things we lose as our skin ages. So by encouraging collagen development, that's how the skin is sort of rejuvenating itself.
How long do these treatments last?
The laser resurfacing can last 3 to 7 years in terms of the results, which is fairly long-lived. The Subnovi is generally lasting about 2 years, although for some patients it can last a little bit longer.
Wow, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, so they're not what I would consider to be permanent, but they are long-lasting, which is very good.
When we look at the Tetra CO2 procedure, are you doing the entire face or are you doing sections at a time?
Okay, so that can be done. It depends on the individual patient. We can treat the entire face and neck. We can treat segmentally portions of the face. And how we utilize the machine depends upon where the extent of the wrinkles or the extent of the sun damage. There's a lot of men and women who have more issues around the lips, in the crow's feet area and in the neck, and we'll utilize the device on a bit more appropriate settings for those areas. Where there is less of an aging issue, the machine will be utilized on a different setting. So it has to be highly tailored to the individual. The beauty of the device is it's a very quick type of a treatment, lasting usually an hour or maybe an hour and a half if we're doing the whole face and neck. It's very comfortable. The way it's done is we put on a topical medication. There's no need for somebody to be asleep for these type of procedures. Generally, the topical will take away the pain, my patients find that it's a relatively comfortable procedure, nothing terrible, they don't mind the healing process either. The healing process is just basically limited to some redness, which on the laser procedure lasts for about a week or so, then it's pretty much gone. The results start to come in about 3 to 6 months later as the body is stimulated to develop collagen. With the Subnovi, the results are a bit faster, and there's really no significant downtime as well. None of these procedures will develop any blistering or bleeding or any type of untoward downtime.
With the Subnovi, Dr. Adler, how long are the treatments for that?
Basically, it's one treatment. These can be repeated, but it's generally we try to get a good result in one treatment, and then patients can be reassessed every 6 months or so whether they might need to benefit from additional treatment at their discretion. But generally, we try to start both of these procedures with one treatment, try to get the maximum results from one treatment, and then we reassess for repeat treatments as warranted.
The technology is amazing when you think about it. One treatment, under an hour, a few days of redness, and you've turned back the hands of time in terms of your appearance. It's pretty amazing, almost a no-brainer, if you don't want to go the route of cosmetic surgery.
Right. Well, yes, we have to select the patients appropriately for this. Patients who have the right conditions will love the results from this type of treatment. But there are other patients who have conditions that will not respond to this as well and will require a surgical procedure. But for those who do fit the profile of patients that will respond very well, we're very happy to provide this type of technology.
If you're interested in a non-surgical facial rejuvenation, SuffolkPlasticSurgeons.com, or you can make a consultation at 631-751-4400. Just amazing. Dr. Adler, thank you for all the details. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Broadcasting worldwide to make a difference, this is Positive Impact Radio.